So you did come after all. Unbelievable. I guess some people just don't know how to take a hint. Welcome to my realm, human. Follow me. You look like crap out here. Better now? Good. I don't want you dying in here. My dear sisters would never pardon me. You seem stunned or something. Are you sure you're not dying on me? Ah, you are enchanted by the garden. I'm sure you were under the impression that winter was a time of little color and of dead flora. But I beg to differ. Trees coated in a shiny mantle of ice and snow. Look at those resistant flowers. Snowdrops. Black tulips. Hellebores. Winter berries. And camellias sprouting among the trees. And all kinds of snow critters, white as snow, prowling around the garden. Here, nature's maxim prevails untamed. The strongest thrive. But I am glad that you recognize the white beauty of my garden. Not many are like you. Still, walk with me through it. I have little desire to stand at the entrance. And mind the predators. You do look like an easy snack right now. That is the sound the wind makes when moving along the ice stalactites. And their slowly melting ice makes for the sound of water you hear. It is through here. We are almost at my throne room. Almost there. Here we are. Let me sit down at my throne. Have you no manners, human? Kneel before me. Still with that amazed expression on your face. Only that there are now no more gardens for you to gawk at. Must I understand that I am the focus of your amazement? What makes you so enchanted by me? My snow-white skin. My well-endowed features. Or maybe, just maybe, it is my air of royalty. You know who commands here. You like being ordered around and told what to do. You like my snide comments about your appearance. You are someone that understands something, at least. That I am the one in control here. Ha! That's a good one. It seems like I misjudged you. You know that your place is beneath me. Ah, and that serves me just fine. Ah, and what is that I see? Ah, a bulge in your pants. And a small one at that. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, the cold. Right. Either way, it matters not. I don't know what you were expecting to happen here, human, but I am not dirtying my beautiful, smooth hands on your cock. I don't care what dear Arya says. I don't trust you or your seed. If my mother has decided this is the way, I will do it with my very own twist and remain with my dignity intact. So keep your cock in your pants and keep kneeling for me. I will teach you a lesson in humility, just like I taught that elf all those years ago. You, dear human, are to serve me. I will lift my dress over you, and you must do your absolute best to service me. That way, I get to test you without having to look at you. If you do a good enough job, you might not lose your face due to frostbite. Worship my pussy and use that thought as incentive. Slide my panties aside. Not with your filthy hands. Use only your mouth. Yes, like that. Good. You are not totally useless. Start eating me out. Your tongue is so warm. But at least it offers me some semblance of pleasure. Deeper, human. Touch the deep cold in me with your tongue. You like having your face dripping wet with my juices? You like me grinding my cunt onto your face, reduced to to a faceless toy for pleasure. And you love it, don't you? Worship it all, yes. Lick my clit. I want you to unclasp your hands and do as I say. One stray move and you are done. Squeeze my ass and run your hands around my legs. I'm so close. Keep at it. Just like that. Fuck. I'll shove your face in my pussy. Eat all of it. Yes. Fuck. So good. That's it. Keep moving your tongue around. Yes. Yes. It has been a long time since I've done this. Oh, good work, little snowflake. I can already picture it. Your face, all slick and dripping wet with my juices. The numbing sensation of the cold makes you barely feel your tongue and nose. And yet, your cock is still hard. Not only that, but with a massive puddle of precum staining your pants. Have you no shame of your state? Of course not. You are just a fuck toy. Get up. I hope you're ready for round two. That was the easy part. I wonder what you are going to do when you can't breathe. Lie down. I am going to sit on your face. You heard me. I am going to smother you with my ass. Oh, look at that. Your cock even twitched just hearing those words. Perfect. Perfect fit. It is like your face was made to be as comfortable as my throne. Don't try to speak. Start worshipping me again. You like this, huh? I will use you for what I want, for as long as I want. And you are going to just stay there and service me. Yes. Squeeze my thighs if you really need to breathe. I don't want you passing out on me. Fuck. This feels even better. And I can see your cock twitching every time I let out a moan. Oh, how close are you to coming from just eating me out? Don't you dare sully my honor by coming. You can't. It would break the rules of the competition. And I really want to shove my victory in Sister Summer's face. Oh, it will be 1,000 times better than this. Yes. I just like that. Yes, 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 yes. So good. So good. How about I move a little bit back, get you to eat my little ass, my asshole? You want to lick my asshole? My dirty, dirty snowflake. Would he like that? Oh, the twitch from your cock and the pre-cum leaking out of your pants when I suggested it tells me all I need to know. Oh, yeah, like that. Yes, yes, yes. Lick all of it, you bitch. You like eating my ass, don't you? Fuck. Fuck, this is too fucking good. Oh, your tongue feels just amazing. Yes, yes, yes. And what if I press down my ass on your face? Smothering you in my ass, soft as snow. Oh, running my nails on your thighs, making you shiver all around. Oh, it is good though. Shivering from head to toe. Are you going into hypothermia? You'd better hurry then. Oh, trust me, little snowflake. No one is ever going to get a reaction like that out of you. You are never going to experience anything quite like me. Shiver, yes, shiver and moan for me. Yes, 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 yes. Are you done with your treat? Because I am ready to come all over your face again. Yes, back to my cunt. Oh, yes. Yes, yes, you are good for that, at least. Born for this, to be my little ass-eating, cunt-licking slave. I'm so close, I'm so close. I need to grind on your face. I just can't control myself. Get you all messy. Yes, 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 yes. Make you my plaything. Mark you as mine. Hold yourself for a while longer. Don't you dare come yet, you bastard. Don't you dare ruin my orgasm. That's it, that's it. Keep licking, just like that. I'm almost there again. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Shove your tongue in deep. Yes, caress my clit with your lips. I'm going to come very soon. Yes, yes. Just like that. Oh, keep going, keep going. Like a good little slave. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm coming. I'm coming again. Ah. turned to your Sebastian, sis. Fuck, it has been ages since I've come hard like this. Now, judging by your protests, you need to breathe. So, little snowflake, how are you feeling? You thought you would just walk in here and fuck me. Make me yours. Not quite. You were not expecting that, were you? What a mess. You are basically covered in my pussy juice. Shivering. With a blue face and all. Here. This might help. A present Sister Autumn gave me a few centuries ago. I had not the heart to tell her I hated it. Should help you with that cold, though. Much better. Color is coming back to your face. Now, run along. I need a moment to compose myself. Go speak with Aria and choose your favorite. But as you ponder on that choice, remember your place. As my good fuck toy, little snowflake.